大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天呢，我们要说说跟外国人约会的时候到底是谁买单。
That's right, the age-old question. Who pays? Who foots the bill?
对，那在你的这个 personal experience 里面，就如果你不建议说的话，是谁买单比较多，还是大家是比较 equal 的？
Well, if we're talking about the very beginning, like the first couple dates, I think it's probably different than later on down that courtship road.
这倒也是，就我觉得要看就是你们的这个关系，这个 relationship 在什么阶段啊。
Right.
那其实我们的听众也很喜欢听我们在节目里面讲这些文化差异，并且学很多有用的英语，所以今天的节目呢，希望你会很喜欢。那我们还是先从这个买单说起。买单的英语，比如你在餐厅里面，你要跟服务员说买单，会怎么说呢？
Well, it's the bill. So we could say, could I get the bill? Could I have the bill? Bill, please.
Okay, 这些都可以。那像刚刚我就说谁买单是一个问题的时候呢，我们可以说 who pays, who's paying, or 你前面用了一个说法叫 who foots the bill.
That's right, yeah. I don't know why we use foot here, but we do. Who foots the bill? I foot the bill.
就是脚的那个 foot.
That's the foot.
Oh, okay. 但用在这里 to foot the bill 意思就是 you pay, basically.
Right.
那前面也说了啊，这个问题真的很难回答。It probably varies between couples to couples, 就每一对情侣会不一样。然后 you know, it depends on the nature of your relationship, 然后the phase, 对吧，那个阶段 of your relationship. Speaking of which, 我们就来说说就不一样的这个 relationship, there are different stages, 不一样的阶段。如果我们只是刚开始大家还在互相彼此认识的阶段出去约会，那就是
go on a date.
Oh, so you can ask someone out on a date, and then you go on a date with them. And if those dates, go well, 然后你们两个就真的开始谈恋爱了，是比较认真的。
So you can say a serious relationship. We are now in a serious relationship.
那 dating 呢 ？Dating 不也是就好像谈恋爱吗？
Could be, but dating could also be like you could be dating many people.
就是可以是 dating around.
Dating around, yeah, exactly, exactly. So if you say like we are dating, like two people are dating, you have probably had many dates. You have probably been on or went on many dates.And you are likely soon to be in a somewhat serious relationship.
好的。然后还有一个很 old-fashioned, 但我觉得有意思的说法叫做
Going steady.
Going steady.、Steady 的意思就是就很稳定。
Right.
OK. 好，那接下来我们就来看看买单 AA.、好，那接下来我们就具体看看谁买单这件事吧。可能很多中国朋友的一个想法或者一个 stereotype 就是外国人比较习惯 AA、比较习惯就大家分摊
Right, so splitting the bill
OK, 那大家要注意这个 AA 制在英文里面的说法其实是 split the bill
Right、
Split 就是分开的意思对吗
That's right
OK, 那所以你们是不会说 AA
No one ever would, unless they'd been to China. That's the only way that they would ever say that.
对，因为AA 它其实是一个 it's a math terminology,
right?
的那样均分的意思。但是在日常口语里面分账单，我们还是说 split the bill。或者呢，在外国餐馆吃饭的时候 ，when you call for the bill, the waitress or the waiter might ask you
separate bills.
Okay, separate bills. Separate 就是各付各的意思是吧分开来
It's true, but there is one thing we want you guys to keep in mind. When separate is an adjective, like here, it's pronounced separate. But when the waitress is doing the math, she is separating.
Oh, okay, 也可以当动词
Right, so as a verb, it's separate. As an adjective, it's separate.
那像 split the bill, 然后还有 separate the bill, 它这个意思是说我们就均分还是说你点了什么你付什么
Usually it's you pay for what you get. That's the way that the waiters and waitresses do it. But sometimes you will go to a restaurant and they really don't want to do that. They're just going to just give everybody an average. So two people, it would be half and half. Three people, it would be a third each.
Okay. 好，那说完了 splitting the bill 和 separating the bill， 那不一样的情况，比如说这个约会是男生约女生出去，还是女生约男生出去 ？So who asked whom out？、
Mm.
你觉得这是不是 would it affect who pays？
You know, maybe. That's a really good question.
对，反正我觉得，当然 ，you know, as an independent woman, I really don't mind paying my equal share.
Right.
但如果比如那个男的约一个女生出去，我觉得最好还是男的付一下吧。
Well, look, I mean, I grew up in a world where I thought that splitting the bill was the thing that everyone should do. Right. Just that's what I saw people doing. I saw my friends doing that.But then, in university, I met a very, very beautiful girl, and I took her out to sushi. And I remember, like, asking her to split the bill at the end, and the way she looked at me was just like...No one had ever asked her to split the bill before, clearly.
就是你自己不好啊，你为什么要约一个这么漂亮的女生呢？当然没有人让她付过钱。Okay, anyway, 但我觉得可能也分 you know, is it your first date or, you know, with ongoing dates? 我们说的 ongoing 就后面连续持续的，比如说两个人已经在一个 serious relationship, or maybe it's not that serious, 但你们 go on、right. second, third, da, da, da.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a big fan of, like, I'll get dinner, you get the drinks, or, you know, I'll get dinner, you pay for the concert tickets, or whatever. Some kind of, like...
A balance, right?
Some kind of balance.
嗯，是是是，因为就生活成本很高嘛，谁都不容易啊。
Mm.
前两天看到一个中国那个工资的报告，就是北上广深这些大城市啊， mm. 月薪过万人的比例。然后我就看到很多网友有留言说什么啊，我每个月赚10000块钱，我觉得能活下来都是一个奇迹。
Mm-hmm.
真的就、
wow.
you know, things are expensive,、yeah. you know, living costs are really high. Okay, 那其实今天的节目我觉得也没有一个 there's not a black and white 一刀切的 answer, 说在外国就是这样，在中国就是这样 right?
Right, exactly, exactly. As much as we would love to say like, oh, this is the way, I think it's fair to say people generally like to chip in.
Oh, 你说的 chipping 是
To contribute.
Oh, 就是比如我们可以 split the bill, or you get dinner, I get drinks.
Right, exactly. Or if it is a situation where one person is doing much better than the other person, you know, it's not like you have to get out a calculator and say, okay, well, I got 8 minus 2, carry the 3, and I'll get 10% and you get 90%. But it's nice to be able, to chip in.
嗯，那我觉得很有意思的是，我们刚刚 Google 了一些国外网友对这件事情的评论。就是讲谁应该付账这件事 ，there's a very clear gender cutoff line、mm-hmm.。我觉得我们在国外的知乎 Quora 上面看、
mm-hmm. ，
然后就是男生一边倒的说，我们男生约女生出去，即使要 AA， 也不代表我们小气或者我们不喜欢你。然后女生很多人就说 ，if the guy asks you out、
mm-hmm.
and wants to split the bill， that he's not getting a second date，
he's、right.
not serious。He's not into you.
Right, right, right. But then, to be fair, if she's not chipping in by the third date, then that's a sign that she's a taker, not a giver. No man wants to date a taker.
才不是呢。
I don't really agree with that.
A taker and a giver. 这两个词很简单，但是在 relationship 里面也很好用啊。就 taker 就是你一直要获取的人，然后 giver 就是你一直付出的人。
Right, and I mean, we don't only need to use those words in romantic relationships.
对对对
we can use them in society. We can use them at your company.
嗯，都可以。然后我还读到很多女生的留言，都说一个男生 if you know they foot the bill, 这个女生就会感觉这个男生是什么？It shows.
Chivalry. Yeah, chivalry. That was what my problem was with that date in university, right? Because I believed all these ideas about chivalry, which is basically this really old knight code. But, you know, we don't have knights anymore, or not the same types of knights. It basically means holding the door and paying for people.
很 gentleman.
It's like being a gentleman, but then we also live in an age of, like you said, the kind of modern age of very independent women. Maybe they don't want the door held open for them. Maybe they don't want people to pay for their cola.
所以刚刚我们说的这个词 chivalry 真的是一个还挺 advanced 还挺难的词，它的意思呢就是骑士精神、
mm-hmm.
Adam 说的那个 knights、
yeah.
right? 我感觉就比较 gentlemanly
Right, exactly. So people often say like chivalry is dead.
我觉得服装这件事可能就是大方小气，我好像还没把它上升到什么骑士精神的高度。Anyways, 我们今天的节目 Well, it's fun talking about these subjects. 我们讲的时候也觉得很有意思，当然也希望你在听的时候同样觉得它很有意思，最主要的是还学会了很多实用的英语。那当然除了我们的潘吉杰尼脱口秀以外呢，开言英语的付费课程也是用这样的一种理念来教大家实用的英语，并且让你更了解海外的文化。欢迎下载开言英语 APP 免费试用。 OK, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys, don't forget to chip in.